Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy Veterans Day. We honor our veterans and those who have sacrificed for this country, fought for, protected in all branches. And people mix up Veterans Day and Memorial Day, by the way. You know there's a difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day honors all veterans, anybody that has currently in our military who has also been a veteran. But it's a day that's also celebrated by multiple other countries. It's called Armistice Day. And so Veterans Day is something, it was originally, Armistice Day came from the last day of World War I, November 11th. Even though I think the date changed throughout the years, I believe it was President Nixon that said, no, you know, we are going to celebrate Veterans Day on the day that Armistice Day ended. That was the day that World War I ended. So Veterans Day is a day that's celebrated by multiple countries. I think France, Belgium, New Zealand. And so we honor our veterans, we honor our troops, and we honor those who have sacrificed and fought for our country. Memorial Day memorializes those that passed away. It originally had its roots from the Civil War. After the Civil War, people wanted to honor those that were lost. Eventually, it became Decoration Day. And then by the 1960s, it became Memorial Day, where it became a federal holiday on, I think, the fourth Monday of May. Whereas Veterans Day is always November 11th. Armistice Day, and we honor our troops. So that's the difference there. But honestly, you see a veteran, you see, that's why we don't necessarily say Happy Memorial Day, but we'll say Happy Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is more worldwide. Memorial Day, more for our soldiers that we lost in battle throughout the years, now encompassing everything, including the Civil War. So, I don't know if I've spoken about this, but the one thing that I am very embarrassed about that's very cringeworthy, and trust me, I bring up a lot of things from my past that make people cringe, but the one thing I can't ever escape and I feel guilty about is never joining the military. And I could sit here with the rest of you all saying, I love this country rocks, this is the best country ever, but why didn't I put my money where my mouth is? Why didn't I join the military? My father was in the military. I had grandfathers and uncles, and I mean, I've had people in the military. I love the military. I love guns. I was physically active. Why didn't I join the military? Well, a few things, all right? One is I was selfish. I got a chance to go to college. I had a full scholarship to UNLV. I was going to be the first person in my family to go to college. And I was seriously considering military right before then, either joining the American Army, the Israeli Army, because I'm half Israeli, and I wanted military background. I just felt like it was a duty. But when I got that scholarship, a full scholarship, when nobody in my family was able to graduate college and we didn't have money for college, I thought it was a sign. And I thought it was a sign, like, you gotta be a doctor, and you'll be able to do more. You know, you think you're athletic, but you're not very athletic. So you'll be able to do more for your country being a doctor. And I was selfish. I was like, all right, I think I want to get that college education. I think I want to take that scholarship, and I think I want to go that route. And I told myself I could always go back later. I could always go back later, and I never did. But I also don't want to lie. I think other reasons why I didn't join the military is deep down, I didn't think I was good enough. I would watch, you know, the recruiting films, and I would see people in the military. You know, most of them were dudes and very well-fit dudes and very good-looking dudes. And I'm like, I can't do that. I'm not going to have the physical stamina. And then you'd see women in the military. And I'm looking at these women like they're superwomen. They're Wonder Women. And I'm like, I can't do that. And I'm looking at the military, and I'm looking at the movies, and I just keep thinking to myself, I wouldn't belong there. I suck. I mean, that's for people who are very athletic. Those are for people who are superior. I didn't have a lot of confidence. I thought, you know, yeah, I got good grades, and you know, but I didn't think that I was going to succeed in a lot of things. I didn't even think I was going to succeed in medical school. I just always felt like something would go wrong, because when I grew up, you know, went to 12 schools, we kept moving a lot. Anytime I felt I made a gain, we got two steps back. And so I just thought, look, just don't get your hopes up. And I didn't want to join the military and fail. I thought I was going to fail. You have to be good. Yeah, and it wasn't the authority, because people are like, you didn't want to listen to people. No, I'm pretty good with authority. I really am. I know it doesn't seem like it, but you tell me to do something, I'll do it. In fact, I do better than that. I love the idea, which is why I did well in school. Teacher says, you do this, you do it this way. I did it exactly that way, and I got the A. I got rewarded for doing things, you know, per my authoritative figure. So I was okay with authority. That wasn't it. But a lot of people, we don't realize this, a lot of people don't consider the military because they don't think they're good enough. They don't think they're physically fit. You know, when we see these videos and we see movies, I mean, everybody's skinny, obviously. They're in great shape, and the military would do that to you. They look athletic. They're gutsy. They're unselfish. And I think the average young American, myself included, looks at that going, that's not me. I wish it were, but no, I'm not that fit. I'm not that strong. I'm not that unselfish. And so I'm wondering if some of the recruiting for the military needs to have, you know, the average Dahlia or the average Joe or the average person and make us feel like we have a role. We might not have to be the Navy SEALs, but, you know, we have a role. Now, some of us are in a relationship, and we don't want to leave that relationship. Some of us fear, some of us, we have family talking us out of it. There's a lot of forces keeping people from the military. But, you know, one thing that I think I'd like to see is that, you know what, you all can be a part of the military. You don't have to be, you know, the Iron Man. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, we honor our veterans today on Veterans Day. So, Vermont, one of the highest vaccinated states, did really good with their vaccine rollout. They're starting to deal with more cases. In fact, they're seeing some surge in COVID cases. California's seeing some surge in COVID cases. So as we start to see the reality of waning immunity and how the vaccines didn't end the COVID pandemic, many are wondering why we are putting employers and employees through the hell of mandates. And I know a lot of people who are pro-mandate listen to this going, it's not a big deal, it doesn't affect me. And it is affecting you with prices going up, supply chain issues, lack of first responders. So it does affect all of us, which is why those of us that may support the vaccine, many of us kind of think that maybe the mandate is not a good idea. I think the mandate is a horrible idea, but some of you might be kind of thinking, okay, maybe we need to rethink the mandate. Well, apparently there's been multiple states that are suing the Biden administration, but in addition to that, it's not just about the states. You have retailer associations, trucking associations, the National Retail Federation, National Federation of Independent Business, American Trucking Associations. They are filing a lawsuit against OSHA in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. They say this is not a case about the efficacy of vaccines, which are a marvel of modern science. This is a case about American businesses that do not want to face the immediate irreparable harm of losing employees, incurring substantial and unrecoverable compliance costs, and worsening already fragile supply chains and labor markets. This is what the groups wrote in a court filing. People are asking for help. And I feel bad because I can't help them. There are people that are going to lose their job. They're not going to get unemployment insurance. Now, some of you might say, people lost their job during COVID. Well, people did lose their job during COVID, but what happened? They got unemployment insurance, they got additional funds on unemployment insurance, and they were protected by an eviction moratorium. So somebody losing their job was not still okay. There were things put in place so those people wouldn't face poverty, wouldn't face crime, wouldn't face whatever they would face losing their job. But apparently no eviction moratorium, no unemployment applies if you don't get the vaccine. And so even though I think we might have overdid it with the unemployment and overdid it with the unemployment benefits or additional pay during the summer of 2021, when it should have stopped in the spring of 2021. Now, when you have thousands upon thousands of people who are not vaccinated and lose their job, now who's going to help them? And if they do need help, are we still indirectly paying for this? I don't want to pay any more for unemployment than I'm currently paying. We're paying up the yin-yang for all the insurance, for everything going on. We are paying already so much. And now the government is setting up a situation where we are going to have more people that now become vulnerable. Now, I remember the AMA said we don't call them vulnerable, we call them politically oppressed. Maybe the AMA is right. These people are being politically oppressed. They are being forced to inject something in their body or lose their job. So these associations, like they said, this has nobody's being anti-vax. Even though a lot of people on the left want to label everybody as anti-vax, so we look like we're the enemy and we want to kill people and so they could be obtrusive and go against us. But most of us get that the vaccine works. We just don't want to force it. Matt McConaughey, he got the vaccine, his wife got the vaccine, but he doesn't want to give it to his kids yet. That's okay. That's okay. I mean, you know, if somebody wants to wait, if they want to learn more, it should be okay, but it's not okay because you have a deadline. You're going to lose your job, and if you lose that job, you won't be able to support your family or eat. So now you have to make a choice of getting a shot or eating. And people say, Dr. Dolly, it's not a big deal. COVID will go away if everybody does this. No, because there's going to be flu shot mandates. There's going to be if they get away with this now, every single time there's something, they could force it. Say, if you don't do it, you lose your job. We need to really be careful what we inject into people's bodies. Again, I support the vaccine. No one's being anti-vax here. But you just can't force it. Just can't force it. So if we are going to put ourselves in a situation where now we have to carry thousands of people who are losing their job, we just now made things more expensive. It's not, if somebody who doesn't want to get it, right, feels like they are so you know, beaten, that okay, you know what, I'll just get the shot. That still doesn't solve the current problem we have of COVID waves keep coming. So in highly vaccinated states, we're seeing more COVID. In highly vaccinated countries, we're seeing more COVID. When are we going to shift some of the focus? You don't have to shift all the focus. When are we going to shift some of the focus to therapeutics, to monoclonal antibodies? In fact, there was a study that found that Regeneron cocktail gave people antibodies even longer than some of the vaccines. I know we don't have enough money to give everybody a monoclonal antibody infusion, but, you know, if you really want to protect against COVID, give everybody N95 respirators, have monoclonal antibody centers all over the place, and hurry up and approve some of the data coming out on ivermectin, fluvoxamine, and, you know, maybe allow access to those if needed, if we want to try to stave off severe COVID, like these studies are showing. It doesn't mean you have to be anti-vax. Nobody is being anti-vax here. But, can we expand our thoughts? And this is what I think we need to do. I think we have a problem, and I don't mean this to insult the Biden administration, but the Biden administration has had a lot of issues from a PR standpoint, from a foreign policy standpoint, but their win, their marking in the positive column was their vaccine rollout. Maybe we should say, all right, guys, Biden gets the win. Give him that win. All right. Fantastic rollout of the vaccines. But now what? Okay? Because we're going to keep seeing more vaccines. And by the way, they aren't fine-tuned like they were promised. You know, if you did tweak the mRNA, get that tested for these spike proteins, and there's a lot of spike proteins that seem to come up that the wild-type virus that was used for the vaccine didn't have. All right? I think you would kind of sway some of us into thinking, okay, I get it, just like the flu shot. This is this year's COVID. This is this, you know, and I understand there's multiple waves, multiple variants out there, but some of them have some common mutations. But we never did that. We made the mRNA vaccine off the wild type, same thing with the Johnson & Johnson, and we keep pushing that one. Well, why? Why don't we do the fine-tuning like was promised? Why don't we make the vaccine that helps us with the variants? Because Colin Powell, he had the vaccine, but he probably got the Delta variant, and that his body couldn't fight. When are we going to make the new and improved vaccines? But they can't do that because it's all about the mandate right now. It's all about the mandate. And if they get this win with the mandate, it'll set a precedence for all these years ahead that you see how the mandate worked. The mandate isn't working because now we have a whole slew of other public health issues. We have not enough staff in hospitals. We have not enough staff for our law enforcement and first responders. We have major supply chain issues. We have rising prices. People are going to spend money on crappier, cheaper food than healthier food. We are going to have new public health crises as a result of this. Somebody losing their job is a public health crisis. That's why the CDC expanded the eviction moratorium. Losing one's job is a public health crisis. And that if you're all about public health, you wouldn't do the mandate. But I guess that's not what it's about. It's not about public health. It's about doubling down on the numbers of people that got vaccinated. This election is so important that they think it's all about the numbers. Well, I don't know what to say. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We thank you, we honor you, and we remember always what you've done for us.
President Biden's comments on this Veterans Day, the president speaking at Arlington National Cemetery, saying the nation always honors the sacrifices of its veterans. The president continues by saying the United States is forever grateful.
On Veterans Day, and every day we honor that great debt, and recommit ourselves to keeping our sacred obligation as a nation to honor what you've done.
On this Veterans Day, IHOP giving away free pancakes 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a choice of two limited-time menu items. Meanwhile, Buffalo Wild Wings offering 10 boneless wings and fries for veterans as well. The Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial continues today. USA Radio News. The ISS is dodging Chinese space junk.
The International Space Station performed a short engine burn on Wednesday to avoid potentially hitting a chunk of space junk. The agency confirmed on Twitter it had successfully performed the shift and that the ISS is now safe from a fragment described as a piece from a Chinese weather satellite. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials with the Veterans Administration and the Ag Council talked to veterans about what is going on in their lives as the foundation for a campaign about veteran suicide prevention. Dr. Matthew Miller, National Director of Suicide Prevention with the VA, talks about some of their feedback.
It's those issues of daily life, like relationship problems, financial, occupational. And what they said in response is, give us some easy to access resources readily available.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners who wants to be anonymous has asked why there hasn't been riots in a while. And, you know, he's referring to, you know, now that we have the Kyle Rittenhouse trial going on, and apparently BLM leaders met with Mayor-elect Eric Adams and NYPD for a or Mayor-elect Eric Adams for New York City in a closed-door sit-down, and there has been a lull. I understand there's still violence, there's still shootings. In fact, I just got an alert in my neck of the woods there was a shooting near one of the parks, state parks. So violence is still there, but yeah, some of the riots have calmed down. And one of the last of the riots, or shall we say, protests that turned into a riot, I guess it was January 6th. And since then, things got pretty quiet. And I'm wondering if it's because with that one, there has been so much attention, so many arrests, so much surveillance and footage, and, you know, that I think a lot of people think, okay, you know, even though maybe the ones in 2020, you know, got by without much consequences, sadly, with the exception of, you know, people dying, tragically, with still people dying, you know, and buildings burned and all that. After January 6th, I think once Biden got in, they were like, all right, well, let's see how Biden does. Let's see how things go. You know, police are leaving. Mandates are, you know, I guess, culling the herd. Is that the term for it? Or, yeah, anyway. So, you know, I think there's been a lull and people want to wait and see. But this lull is kind of a calm before the storm. I think there was another stabbing near Times Square. There's still violence rising in multiple cities. And we just haven't seen a riot yet. Well, you know, I worry that it is coming soon. Because in the peak of 2020 COVID, that's when people were out of work, they were angry, they were a lot going on, and then after the George Floyd death in May of 2020, things just all kind of came to a head. Well, we're being told that the meeting with Mayor-elect Eric Adams in New York City and BLM leaders, co-founder Hank Newsom was one of them there, apparently they got into a shouting match. Now, Eric Adams is more pro-police, and he has pledged to reinstate NYPD's anti-crime units. These are the 600 plainclothes officers that fight violent crime. Yet, according to Daily Mail, Newsom threatened, not this isn't Governor Newsom, this is Hank Newsom, threatened riots and bloodshed if the units are brought back. He said, we're going to shut the city down, we will shut down City Hall, and we will give them hell and make it a nightmare. Yet Adams said, BLM also needs to be held accountable and not just make demands. He said, you're on the ground, stop the violence in my community. I'm holding you accountable. You need to be corrected. So there's been a lot of back and forth. Apparently a 62-year-old man was attacked by a group of teens near Times Square. He was slashed in the face, stabbed in the neck. And crime in New York City has skyrocketed up to 2.6% in September 2021 compared to September 2020. And one of you had brought up last year how crime needs to be approached as forest fires. If you can't attack the fire and then just let it burn itself out. And so he had suggested that that's what needs to be done when it comes to crime. And the riots will stop. And I don't know if I agree with that, but I think that's kind of maybe what happened. I think police were like, you know what? We can't be shot. We can't be killed. Shane McAnonis was shot in the head in my neck of the woods. A cop just standing there being told to be there for his shift during a protest that went violent. And so to protect the lives of our law enforcement, I think there was this just, you know, stand back, let it burn itself down, and then, you know, if there is a public safety issue, step in. And I can't speak for what all the police units have done or first responders have done, but it is sad that it happened that way. And the Kyle Rittenhouse case that's going on that happened, was it August 25th, 2020? That's where teens thought that they had to take law enforcement on themselves, or they had to act as law enforcement, go there to protect the, you know, businesses of Kenosha. Not sure why Kyle, you know, chose to run around with an AR-15 and not understand that, you know, things could have gotten bad. And sadly, it did. Things did go bad. And he said he felt attacked. He got attacked. And he shot and two people dead. Gage Grosskreutz is the only survivor of the three people that were shot October 25th, and I believe he had currently testified. And it's one of these things where you look at this going, they all shouldn't have been there. None of them should have been there. We should not have been in this position where there were riots, there were fires, and people worried their business was going to burn down and there wasn't going to be enough police. Kyle Rittenhouse said that he was running towards the police line. Apparently there's been rumors that, you know, police were thanking, you know, citizens for being there and helping, but again, they didn't know this happened, and, you know, this went bad. And I'm not sure what's going to happen in terms of, you know, if he will be acquitted, if there's going to be a mistrial, if he's going to get jail time. But we as a society can't have a situation where teenagers feel they have to be out there with a gun to protect their city. Where was the military? Where was, you know, I mean, look at how much heat was gotten in Seattle when, you know, Chaz was built, the occupation in Seattle, those blocks that were occupied, and Trump threatened to bring in the military, bring in the National Guard, and everyone's like, no, we got this, and people were getting shot. Finally, the military had to come in, and maybe that should have been done sooner. So, you know, the violence, like I said, this isn't, okay, well, Biden got into office, so the violence is going to go down. No. In fact, there has still been violence. There have still been riots. And mind you, I think peaceful protests, I think our First Amendment rights are vital for us to be the nation that we are and to let people know that this isn't, you know, whatever is happening that we feel strongly about, we want to be heard. But when they take a turn, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, was never supposed to be about violence. And so I find it very odd that this report is coming out that they are threatening riots and bloodshed. That's not what the movement is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about protests. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King, I mean, he was a brilliant man. You know, there doesn't have to be the crime. There doesn't have to be, you know, the destruction. You lose your grounding. You lose your, you know, I mean, having a sit out where you don't, a boycott. I mean, those are very powerful. But my fear is if there are more riots and bloodshed, then there's going to be more anti-protest calls. And that's not what we want. We don't want the First Amendment rights restricted. But nobody's going to go there. They're not going to go to, okay, we're going to do a sit out. We're going to do a boycott. We're going to do a protest. We're going to just go straight to, quote, riots and bloodshed. Every time there's, and in fact, protests were limited then because they had to prevent the riots and bloodshed. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We'll be right back.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm always on you guys to make sure you get plenty of sleep. I'm also on you to make sure that you get tested for sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is, I think, one of the most underdiagnosed conditions next to high blood pressure, prediabetes, because people don't want to get a sleep test. People don't want to know that they're losing their breathing when they sleep. And they don't want to use a machine. They don't want to use a sleep CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure machine, to get air pushed through so that your brain could be oxygenated. But if you have sleep apnea and you are losing oxygen in your sleep and your brain is becoming hypoxic, not getting enough oxygen, I think that leads to long-term dementia, cognitive impairment, other health risks. In fact, for those of you having trouble losing weight, do a sleep study. If it looks like your oxygen level is low, your metabolism is not going to be strong if your oxygen level is low. So you need to make sure you keep your oxygen levels up when you sleep. You also have to make sure you get plenty of sleep. If you sleep less than 4.5 hours a night, that's not good. But this is an interesting study. They say if you sleep more than 6.5 hours a night, it's associated with cognitive decline. Now, this is one of the very few studies not arguing for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. This was a recent study published in Oxford's Academics Brain. I guess that's Oxford Academics Brain. It's a team from the Washington University School of Medicine examined the relationship between sleep and cognitive function in preclinical and early symptomatic Alzheimer's. And what they did is they monitored 100 participants' sleep-wake activity over a period of 4 to 6 nights. Now, the participants, according to Fox News, were in their mid to late 70s on average. They were tracked for 4 to 5 years and underwent standardized cognitive testing, genotyping, and measurement of Alzheimer's disease biomarkers. They say, additionally, at each clinic visit, individuals completed a neuropsychological testing battery to assess cognitive function. They say performance on the test was graded with a standard score and average to determine a preclinical Alzheimer's cognitive composite score. And they found longitudinal changes in cognitive function measured by the cognitive composite decreased at low and high values of total sleep time. So age, gender, education, other biomarkers, they found that kind of good zone between 4.5 and 6.5 hours of night of sleep. At the same time of the study, 88 people did not show signs of dementia. 12 did show signs of cognitive impairment. So they said they found it stable over time within a middle range of total sleep time. So they think certain levels of sleep are important for maintaining cognitive function. Now, you need slow-wave sleep, because slow-wave sleep gets you into deep sleep. And so I really think this is about the oxygenation. That's why I keep bringing up sleep apnea. They per se didn't bring that up or study it in this study, from what I understand. But when people say, you know, why is sleep necessary? Well, your body repairs itself. Your body sets things to memory, which is why when medical students are like, I don't have time to sleep, I'm like, then you're not going to remember what you studied. Get to bed. I yell at students like their mama. Go to bed. Bedtime. Bedtime. And so the CDC recommends 7 hours or more if you're 18 to 60 years old, 7 to 9 hours if you're 61 to 64, and 7 to 8 hours of sleep if you're 65 and older. Now, little Snappy the cat found one of her toys, so she kept bouncing on me every 5 minutes to wake me up, so I probably only got about 3-4 hours of sleep. But poor sleep is linked to obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, poor mental health, and even early death. So what do you do? The CDC says 7 to 9 hours. I've been saying 7 to 9. This study's like, huh, don't sleep over 6.5 hours. I think let's kind of come up with maybe a 7 hour. Let's do like 7 to 8. So if you have to wake up at 6 a.m., get your butt to bed, before 10 or 11. Remember there was a study a few days ago saying 10 to 11 p.m. is the safest time to go to bed for your heart? If you go to bed before then or after then, there's an increased risk of early death and heart disease. So whether it's the time you go to bed, whether it's how many hours of sleep, I think scientists are still going back and forth. But I don't really like the idea of the time of going to bed because we have daylight savings time, and some people set their alarm for 6 a.m., some for 5:30, some for 7. So I don't know how much I buy. But I do see a pattern here. If you kind of get up in that 5 to 7 a.m. range, or that 6 to 7 a.m. range, go to bed around the 10 to 11 range. And there is a pattern there. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So attacking COVID isn't just about the vaccines. Vaccines, antibodies do help protect you. Look at what the vaccine has done, the monoclonal antibodies. But I am very intrigued by what ivermectin has shown to be able to do. Hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine. Well, now they say there's another treatment that might also kill COVID-19. It's a diabetic foot ulcer formulation that was developed by scientists in the University of South Australia. And they said it could be used to kill the COVID-19 virus. Now, this study was published in Applied Physics Letters, and the team looked at the treatment of antimicrobial-resistant bacterial infections, which are these diabetic foot ulcers where, you know, they might not respond to the typical antibiotics. Some of them might be drug resistance. And they wanted to find a non-antibiotic type of strategy to kill these microbes and combat infections of diabetic foot ulcers. And what they did is they enhanced cold plasma ionized gas with peracetic acid. I wouldn't have thought of that. And they found that not only could that kill bacteria, like with diabetic foot ulcers, but it could also inactivate SARS-CoV-2, or hence COVID-19. So the idea of repurposed drugs is something that I think is fascinating. So this is what they said. The group explained, they said the paper presents a strategy utilizing cold plasma for the on-demand activation of acetyl donor molecules. This generates an aqueous-based antimicrobial formulation comprised of a rich mixture of highly oxidizing molecules, peracetic acid, hydrogen peroxide, and other reactive oxygen and nitrogen species. They say the synergistic potent oxidative action, This is why I read the Inquirer or People magazine instead. There's just too many syllables in these words for me. But the synergistic potent oxidative action between these molecules is shown to be highly effective at eradicating common wound pathogenic bacteria like Pseudomonas and Staph. But they also found it to inactivate SARS. So you combining this cold plasma gas with acetyl donor molecules could improve its oxidation and kill wounds. Now, how do you use this then to fight COVID if this is a topical application? So Dr. Cicilli wrote, the researchers are investigating whether the same technology could be effective at killing SARS. It can reduce viral load, but there's going to have to obviously be some modifications. And again, this is, it's a gas. So it's like a people are calling it the wonder gas. And so it's a solution. And to see how we could figure out how to apply this, this is kind of something, you know, when Trump was talking about why can't we find something that we can inject into us, and I'm sure if he was president, he would say something like that, and people would be all over going, you don't inject stuff into you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.